Welcome to Radio Gallery, a show about ideas, people, and artists in Minnesota, with support from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and the family-owned Duluth Grill, offering organic, homemade, and fair trade menu items. I'm your host, Maya Jensen. Director of the Tweed Museum of Art at UMD since 2004, Ken Bloom is retiring on Friday with a celebration at the museum on Thursday, June 13th, 6 to 8 p.m. with food, music, and art. Well, he won't be leaving the art world, but rather returning to his life's work, photography. Bloom studied at the International Center of Photography at New York University. And as Bloom embarks on a new chapter, we look back at our conversation about his early inspirations in photography.
My name is Ken Bloom. I am primarily and for the long term photographer. My wife told me that it was a good idea for me to get back into it, so to speak. And she went off on a retreat because she's a writer. And while she was away, I opened up what was well packed away negatives and old work from long ago. And essentially what I was doing was resurrecting a project that I had done when I was 23, 24, 25. Essentially what happened was I went to Japan and I arrived in Japan with a portfolio and $60 in my pocket and not a return ticket. Of course, $60 was worth more in 1976 than it is today, but not a hell of a lot more. My project was to do a documentary in Japan. I had an idea that it would be more of an anthropological thing because I had studied anthropology and East Asian studies, and I was a Japanese major in college. In the meantime, I also had to make a living. I taught English. I also found a job with, of all places, Time Life Books in Tokyo. But in the meantime, on my off times and weekends and then in the evenings, I was out on the streets photographing. Once I got back to the States and life happened, getting married, having children, other projects. I did a book about Allentown, Pennsylvania, and I did other projects, and life went on. So the Japanese material just went into storage.
So how fun was this? Do you like the work?
It was a trepidatious experience. In that period of youth, there are things that one doesn't fully understand. So part of the process was my also discovering what I was paying attention to, what I was looking at. And part of that also, especially in the case of a young artist, you tend to also want to demonstrate your range of your skills. So you kind of do things like other artists would do.
Well, how proud are you of taking that effort and going through the project from your youth and making a show out of it?
To say the least, it's very instructive. I was very influenced by the Japanese photographers because part of what I was also doing there, I was functioning as a correspondent as well to the New American Photographer magazine at that time and also Popular Photography magazine, reporting back to the States about what was going on in the field of Japanese photography. So I met many, many of the Japanese photographers and had the opportunity to have my vision expanded by being influenced by people like Araki or Shomei Tomatsu, or a particular artist who was really influential was a woman by the name of Miyako Ishiuchi, who I befriended and also wrote an essay in her first publication at that time.
Ken Bloom, reflecting on early work here on Radio Gallery. The public is invited to the retirement celebration for Ken Bloom on Thursday from 6 to 8 p.m. after 15 years of service as the director of the Tweed Museum of Art at UMD. The event includes hors d'oeuvres, cash bar, art, music, and the celebration from 6 to 8 p.m. with remarks at 7. Radio Gallery is produced at KUMD by Maya Jensen. Music by Willie Murphy. Funding provided by the family-owned Duluth Grill and the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Find Radio Gallery at KUMD.org on the homepage and under programs. You can listen to this episode again and find links to the artist's work at KUMD.org. Thanks for listening.